The University of Wisconsin is working hard to create a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive experience for everybody here on campus, students, faculty, staff. And up next, we're looking at what UW-Madison is doing. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for spending some of your day with us. And our guest, Dr. LeVar Charleston, is the Deputy Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Inclusion at UW-Madison. He serves as Vice Provost and Chief Diversity Officer for the university. He's also the L.Z. Higginbottom Director of the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. So we'll talk with Dr. LeVar Charleston about the work the university is doing to better the learning and working environment here. And I hope you'll join in. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on initiatives like these? Are you working with maybe your own business or organization to do the same? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Dr. LeVar Charleston, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You've read Clint Smith's book, How the Word is Passed, right?
Oh, it's a phenomenal book. That book was a part of our Go Big Read program that we do annually here. And I think it was an excellent choice because you think about the other initiatives we have going on campus, like our public history project. Our diversity forum this year was The Power of Remembering, Reclaiming Our Legacies to Imagine New Futures. And so it really sort of keys in on sort of telling the story of people who so often have been left out of our histories. And as we think about what we need to learn from the past, I think the book reminds us to sort of honor the people who have come before us. And that also is what the work that we're doing on campus, the Public History Project and other spaces, we're doing that. It really sort of pushes us to take this hard look at the way our histories have been passed down, who's telling the stories, what's being told, what's being left out. And you know, as the book elucidates, some of those are hard histories for people to stomach. But I think as we take a look at some of our hard histories, it really informs us how we can move forward productively, progressively, and really create an inclusive environment.
And that's kind of your role here, isn't it, at the UW?
Absolutely. As you named, I have a lot of titles, but you know, I really honor the role in helping to create and promote equitable and inclusive working and learning environments where everyone, no matter where you're from, whether you're from rural Wisconsin, urban Wisconsin, not even in the state of Wisconsin, outside the state, you know, in our country, outside of our country, that you can come to the University of Wisconsin-Madison and that you will indeed thrive in your chosen field of study or practice or work or professorship or what have you.
And that's really what you mean by a diverse community, is it not?
Absolutely. I think that sometimes people look at diversity in terms of black and white, pun intended.
Yeah.
But when you think about diversity, even in your own work, in your own histories, right, it's diversity of thought, it's political diversity, it's, you know, rural diversity or urban or gender or race, and sort of all of these components, these intersections of identities that make us who we are, and the ideas that we can come to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, bring our whole selves to the space and be valued as contributors to the intellectual dialogue that's going on to addressing some of the toughest challenges in our society today.
And what about equity? Let's talk equity and inclusion for a bit more.
Sure.
How are they defined in the work that you do?
Sure. When you think about, you know, equity, it's, you know, sometimes people conflate that in terms of, you know, you got to have the same this, the same that.
Yeah.
No, it's what do you need to enable you to thrive? That's equitable, right? So if I have the things that I need, and you might need something different than I need.
Yeah.
Equity means that you get what you need, and I get what I need in order to thrive. And then inclusion is being included, being a valued member, like having your word, your opinions, your intellectual contributions matter in the space of educational space, occupational space, you know, no matter what you're doing throughout the state or whether at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, that you will be included, that your word is valued and that you feel like an equitable contributor or equal contributor to whatever is happening in that space.
And, you know, that's what the kind of the University of Wisconsin and other educational institutions are really kind of founded on. But we sometimes we lose our way.
We do. And so that reminds me of something that I value tremendously. I'm also a 2-time alum of the university. And one of the things I value tremendously is the Wisconsin idea. We talk about it all the time. Now, it's impossible for us to realize the Wisconsin idea without having an equity-minded lens. Because if we're going to, you know, educate ourselves and get the tools that we need necessary to positively impact every area of the state, that means we're in some rural communities. That means we're in some urban communities. That means we're dealing with different folks from different demographic groups and from different religious backgrounds. And so in order to serve that, right, to serve these folks, we have to have an equity-minded lens to think, again, what are the needs for folks to be able to thrive in the state? And you can't do that without thinking about and realizing diversity. And so that Wisconsin idea is something that I value tremendously, and I think that that's captured in there, although, like you said, sometimes we don't think about it in those terms and we omit those realizations there.
So what are the steps that we're going through to become more diverse?
Absolutely. Affordable? Absolutely. Well, you know, we talk about this all the time, but diversity is everyone's responsibility, right? Sometimes we think that, okay, I'm the chief diversity officer, so, you know, LeVar has to do it's a population of 70,000+ people on campus. It's impossible for me to affect, you know, all the pockets of that. So we believe in a distributed model of leadership. And so I'm very proud, and I think it's a first for the university, that in 12 of our largest schools and colleges, we have a leader who's at the highest executive level who's doing diversity work. And sometimes we think about people who do diversity work as folks who are just passionate about diversity, and they're either a woman or a person of color or LGBTQ or something like that. But we're in spaces, I'll use my own self as an example, who have come from a background in research, right? Similar to like a background in research. So for many years, I've been doing work on broadening participation in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, right? And working with the National Science Foundation, partnering with them on some initiatives. And a lot of that work, that research sort of transfers. So now I'm able to put that research into practice. So we have people with that kind, not the same experience, but that kind of experience who have, you know, advanced degrees and the like, who are doing this work at the highest levels. And so that distributed model of leadership is one way that we're doing this work. The Public History Project is something that was embraced by over 23,000 visits at the Chazen Museum, right? So understanding our history, like Clint Smith was talking about, right, is something that we in the community think is important as well. So this is a couple of ways in which we're wrestling with this work and addressing it.
Let's give our listeners a chance to join in. You can join in the conversation. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you, and we have some callers coming online, and we'll get to them in just a minute. Somebody wondered, are there resources available for people outside the UW system?
Sure. I mean, you know, there's a lot of connection. We pride ourselves in the division. You named it earlier when you introduced me, the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. And it's not only us, but there are several units on campus, our campus community partnerships, who partner with the community. And so whether it's, you know, the Urban League or the Boys and Girls Club or Nehemiah Community Development Corporation or the Women in Focus, Centro Hispano. These are just a few folks in which we partner with. We aim to help to impact the community and to help to support the resources that are being provided, not just within the confines of the university walls, but also out in the community. And so that's a broad question. And depending on what that caller desires, I'm sure that there are some resources that we could provide for them, if not just from us directly, through our community, through our many community partners around the Dane County area and broader state of Wisconsin.
Let's talk about some of the programs. What are some of the most successful programs at UW-Madison in this area, do you think?
Sure. So, I'll speak on, since you're a professor emeritus, I'll talk about some of our top program, which is our Talented Opportunity Program that attracts faculty, diverse faculty members. Just in this past year alone, I think we were, what it is it enables us to say, Larry Mueller has an expertise in agriculture. Mm-hmm. And we have a department that does not have your intellectual prowess in that space, or it could be a demographic. Say we have a department of all women, right? Let's say all Black women. You, as a white man, would add diversity to that to that department, and our top program would allow us to go after you to say, "Hey, you would be a good fit, and we value you and the contributions that you'll make." And so we've made many hires and diversified our faculty through those areas. We have our partners in student affairs. We have an On Wisconsin program that all first year and freshmen and transfer students take to socialize them to our values around diversity here on campus. And so there are many, many scholarships, and my division alone houses multiple scholarships, and it gives folks an opportunity from varying backgrounds to participate and have a community that provides resources. So again, that we talk about not just surviving college, right? We talk about the idea of thriving, right? Bringing your whole self and being able to take what you learn here out into the world and add value in whatever respective space that you go into. So it's just a couple.
I remember when I was a freshman on campus that one of the speakers said on orientation said, "Look to the person to your right." And we all looked, and look to the person on your left. And they said, "That person isn't going to be here."
Right.
And that too. And that is such so different now. We know you're here. We're going to do everything we can.
Absolutely.
To make sure you have a good experience and you graduate.
There's no student that comes to Wisconsin that should not be successful, because we are a world-class institution, and we actually have the resources to ensure that you can succeed no matter what it is that you want to do. Now, sometimes, and depending on what your background is, you might be more apt to find those resources, right? Depending on if you have folks in your family who, you have a father, say you have a father or a grandfather who's a professor, and they say, "Hey, you go in there, you do this, you talk to the professor, you go do some research, you go study abroad, you do X, Y, and Z." Not everyone has those, but we have those resources here. So our goal is to ensure that folks have equal access to those resources, no matter what your background, no matter, where you come from, that you are aware of the resources that are provided for you, that you're aware of undergraduate scholarship opportunities or undergraduate research opportunities, aware of internship opportunities, aware of study abroad opportunities that really shape you and shape the person that you will become, the leader that you will become for the rest of your life, and that all of our students, at least that's what we do in the division, we want all of our students to have those high impact experiences. And so we work very diligently to ensure that they're aware of those options and opportunities.
Let's take a call from Mary Kay in Kenosha. Mary Kay, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hello, gentlemen. I wish that the UW would work with the community colleges on inclusion. There's homeless people. They need more resources at campuses. There's homeless vets. There's homeless civilians. There's people from other countries. They get grants. But for some reason, they don't want you there. And again, we need to work on inclusion, because I believe people can get ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for that comment. And I we are working on, working on building stronger connections with folks like Madison College and other community colleges, because I believe you're right. There are opportunities there, and there are folks there who could benefit from collaboration with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And so there are several areas on campus that are really in our Office of Admissions have these agreements with the community colleges as well. Transfer is a huge part of our incoming class, those who are able to transfer from those community colleges. But I think that you are right, and that we can expand our opportunities and relationships with community colleges. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate that call. You can join in too. A quick call, perhaps, at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. UW.org. Appreciate that last call. So you've got programs going. How do you know if a program's successful? I'm thinking I did a lot of research in my time here, collecting data and so forth.
Yes. Well, see, one of the greatest points of my job and my division is that we actually have a research unit, the Office of Strategic Diversity Research Program and Planning. And so when you hear about things and you see statistics in the newspaper that talks about data, that talks about people's experiences, some of that probably comes from our office where we do these climate studies, because it's not enough to just get stories or be anecdotal around the impact that our programs, our policies, our practices are having on people, how people feel or don't feel welcome on campus. So I come from a research background. I believe in data-informed decision-making. And so we have many points of data, and even folks from our office, OSDPR is what we call it for short, collaborate with the schools and colleges on some of the data needs that they have to inform their decision-making around policies, around programs, around interventions that might address the experience that people are having, or even that admissions and retention of folks from faculty, staff, and students' perspectives.
Seeing a call from Lucy in Eau Claire. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, I would just like to thank you very much for your explanation of equity, because when I have heard that word, it just seems so vague to me. And so now I really understand it also includes your thoughts and ideas and how that helps to create an even playing field for people. I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, that's something that I appreciate the call. And that's something that we all, you know, when you think about diversity, there's a lot of terms throughout the years that's been thrown at us. Right.
Yeah.
And they keep evolving. And as well, they should be. As we learn more and grow more, some of the earlier terms may not be as good a fit. But again, I think a lot of times sort of equality and inequity has been conflated. And when we think about what the needs are, then that's when equity becomes much more important. So appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. Irene in Verona. Hello.
Oh hi. I just had a quick question about what your guest is doing about increasing neurodiversity in the student population. What kind of, I don't know, have they thought about that, not just
kids on different levels, different spectrums?
Yeah. So we have several centers. One of the spaces in my unit that much more addresses faculty and staff is our employee disability resources. Whatever levels of ability that folks have should not be a barrier to their success. And so we have my colleague oversees Dr. Lori Reeser oversees the McBurney Center, or that's in her division. And we've increased, I don't want to mess up the numbers, how we're serving students. I don't know, something like 45%, particularly during the COVID years. And so we are really thinking about, you know, whatever level of ability people are coming in at neural spaces and how we're serving folks, that should not be a barrier to their success. And so we've put a lot of efforts in that space. If that's what you're talking, I'm trying to make sure that I've got what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's it. I was just thinking about McBurney as an example, because I worked with the McBurney Center many times over the years and found they're so valuable.
Absolutely.
Even in a broadcast class, working with maybe a blind student or maybe someone who was, I know somebody who was very hearing impaired. Mm-hmm. And how the McBurney Center was able to work with me, I actually had a person in class taking notes for that person.
We take it very seriously. And again, we've increased the support of students, I think something like 45% in the last couple of years. We desire that there should be no barrier that stops students from being successful. If you are a student, you get into UW-Madison, then I believe it's our job, right, to ensure that you are successful. Now, you have to do some things on your own, right? You have to own your own developmental processes, and you have to be proactive, and you have to go get it. Like I would say, go get it, right? But at the same time, we should make sure that those resources are accessible to you. And so that's what units like my office, units like Student Affairs, and other offices around campus are working diligently every day to ensure students have what they need to be successful.
Well, here we are already. Boy, the time is flying
by. Really?
I can't believe how fast it's going. In the last minute, tell me your next big plan or your next big opportunity.
Oh, my next big opportunity. Wow, that wasn't ready for that one. well, we're growing, right? And so we are looking to, I mean, all over the place. My colleague in the school, the College of Letters and Sciences, has just hired an assistant dean for training and development, capacity building. So we know that people come to campus with varying levels of understanding around diversity. We want to be able to provide some professional development, some capacity building opportunities. And so we're looking at building out a program in my office. I can't talk too much about it yet, that addresses some of those socialization to what we think about the Wisconsin idea, equity, diversity, inclusion, belonging, our own histories, our relationship to Native Nations, all those things in terms of a socialization project.
Oh, man. I tell you, LeVar, we have to get you back.
Sure.
It's obviously, we should have had more time for you. I really want to thank you, though, for being with us today, and I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Dr. LeVar Charleston is the Chief Diversity Officer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And he's got a lot of enthusiasm for his job, and I bet you heard that in his voice. It's great to have him with us. Just a look ahead quick. Tomorrow, Tova Martin is going to be back with us. It's a garden talk. You know, it's Friday, and we'll talk terrariums and take your inside and outside gardening questions as well. That's starting at 11 tomorrow. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and please stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.